Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We're talking about house wines.
Yes.
And what we mean by house wines are sort of our go-to things, wine that's not particularly for special occasions, but wine that we have around and that we keep coming back to year after year.
When I think of house wines, I also think of something that's pretty affordable, that I'm fine to drink on a weekday or on the weekends. It's just reliable and still makes me happy.
Ladies first.
We had talked off mic about picking one red and one white. I have several of each that I go to, but one of my most consistent buys is the Vajra Rosso, and that's V-A-J-R-A, and this is from the Piedmont. It's a blend of Nebbiolo, Dolcetto, and Barbera. It's a lighter style red with some good acidity, but also nice spice, and it's very flexible and very, very consistently delicious, and generally runs about $12, $13. It can go with a lot of different food.
Nice.
And that's one of the reasons I keep returning to it. Whites, it really does vary. Sometimes I do Cuna Felina, sometimes I do Sauvignon Blanc, but it's usually something on the more acidic side. So I'd say the Delai Cheverny is something I look forward to every vintage. This is from the Loire Valley. It's mostly Sauvignon Blanc with just a splash of Chardonnay. Again, I like it as an aperitif. I like it with seafood. It has a nice bracing quality and a little salinity. I always take a bottle to the beach with me.
Excellent.
And you?
And me, et moi. So, of course, I'm going to begin in France, and my white is the Chateau Grandville-Lacoste White Bordeaux from Grave.
Yeah,
which,
like that too.
Oh, it's wonderful. It is mostly Sauvignon Blanc with some Semillon thrown in as the classic cepage for Bordeaux. This is a wonderful wine to drink before or with dinner. Last night, in fact, we had it with a couple of Italian things. We had it with spaghetti pie, where it was delicious, and a salad of green beans, potatoes, and red onion. And it was just the nicest thing. We opened it up, and Katya and I, we smiled the whole night as we watched The Sopranos. We had a wonderful time. And then for the reds, we like very much from Austria, there's a grape called Zweigeld. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's called Zweigeld because it means like, you know, twice money. You know, Geld is money and Zwei is two. I wonder if it meant like if you planted this, you'd make twice as much money. I don't know. But
it's a nice story.
It is. I've made it up now. There is a man named Tinhoff, Erwin Tinhoff, which makes a wonderful Zweigeld, and it has a wild boar on the cover, and it says Zwei, and it's red, white, and black. I like Zweigeld. It's light enough to go with anything, and it has enough body to go with anything.
A good house wine is representative of its region. It's affordable. It's maybe has a flexibility. Like we always talk about Cote de Rhone or Rioja. Those are also really good house wines. Just something to always have on hand that will always give you pleasure.
And your guests as well.
Yes.
Send us your house wines. We'd love to know what they are. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.